welcome to the Caregiver's Best Friend podcast, where you'll find helpful advice, tips, and information to help you care for your special senior or parent. This podcast is brought to you by Presbyterian Villages of Michigan. Your host, Lynn Alexander.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm quite enthused today to bring about our special guest, whom I've worked with for many years, and I'd like to introduce David Miller, Executive Director at the Village of East Harbor in Chesterfield Township.
Thank you, Lynn, very much. Pleasure to be here.
David, just to start off, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and your interesting history with PVM?
Well, that's a long, boring story, but I grew up in Redford Township, right across from the original village, Village of Redford. It's been around, I think, over 77 years now, and as a kid, I decided to get a job at age 16, and I walked across the street to the Village of Redford and was offered a job. It was in September of 1979 as a kitchen help. I did pots and pans and stock boy, and I was really good at cleaning, so they put me on a lot of cleaning projects, and my wife still does that to this day. But anyways, it was really cool. I worked there through high school in college for 6 years, and got to know the COO at the time, and then eventually he was the CEO, Dr. L.J. Peterson. He was a retired Presbyterian minister, great guy, took a liking to me for whatever reason, and once I graduated college, I was about 2.5 years into a hospitality business, and I was down in Florida at a resort working at a hotel, and he actually flew down and came and talked to me about this opportunity at the Village of East Harbor. And so, long story short, I ended coming back to Michigan in 1987 in April and started there at the Village of East Harbor Senior Living, and I've been there for over 36 years. And it's been very, very, very enjoyable and just a great opportunity to be involved with our older adults. So
I think that's a very interesting story, and apparently Dr. Peterson was a very wise man. It turned out very well. Today we want to talk about what I call the five-star advantage. Can you tell us a little bit about the five-star rating from CMS and describe what that's all about?
Absolutely. Approximately maybe a dozen years or more ago, Medicare developed, or CMS with Medicare's help, developed the five-star rating. And basically, this is not only statewide in Michigan, but it's national, where individuals, whether they're possibility of being a patient or a family member that's looking for a nursing home, they can go on the CMS website anytime, and they can type in their zip code, and it'll give a list of nursing centers in the area of that zip code. And then you can actually click on the ratings of that particular nursing center and find out where they fall in the five-star rating. And what they do is they look at their annual state surveys and federal surveys and see how they scored. Maybe look at how many citations they may have acquired during that annual visit from the state. They can also read exactly what they recited on. And then the five-star rating also looks at staffing and quality, you know, their overall quality programs. And there are certain initiatives that are involved in the process that rank the quality. And so collectively, all of those can merit some sort of star, from one star to five star being the best. And thankfully, over all the years that this process has been in place, the Village of East Harbor has been ranked most of the time at five star. There was an 8 or 9 month period a few years back where they changed the rules, made it a little more challenging to meet five star, where we dipped to 4, but then within 8 to 9 months, we had met the criteria and we've stayed five star ever since. And that's how it works.
Congratulations on that. Well deserved. And from my understanding, there are many locations that are only at a 2 or 3 star rating. And I always tell folks, do not ever enter a long-term care setting or place a loved one without checking out those five-star ratings.
Well, in Macomb County, where we're listed, East Harbor's actually located, I should say, there are 44 nursing homes, and there's only five that are five-star, so, and we're one of those.
Great. Can you tell me a little bit more as well about what's unique and desirable about the Village of East Harbor campus? We've been doing so many innovative things over there, and your leadership has been great in that. So can you tell me a little more about that, David?
Well, that campus is 46 years young, and when they originally started, they were just independent living apartments. But over time, they added assisted living, memory care, and nursing care. So we're what they call a life plan community, and actually we are the only life plan community in all of Macomb County. Basically, what makes us unique is we can offer all levels of care and all services on one campus, and especially for couples out there looking to retire or be on a campus that's active, our facility can be that for them. Plus, as they both age, we all age differently. So if your spouse needs more care than you need, they can access those services right there on the campus, either by moving to those areas like assisted living or nursing, or get those services right in their independent living apartments through home care. And so we can provide all that on one campus. They don't have to travel, you know, across town to visit their spouse. If they happen to be in a nursing center or somewhere else getting additional services, they can be right there on campus. So that's what really makes us unique. We can offer just about every service, including things like pharmacy and home care, as well as the services through our staff 24 hours a day.
That's great news. And over the years, as a former state aging director and having been in the field for 25 years now, to me, that's one of the saddest experiences I've seen, where a couple may age differently, the wife and the husband, and they've been together many years facing being separated. And so having these choices, I think, is really key for quality of life for couples. So good to know. Also, the Village of East Harbor has been adding some new products lately in terms of the Wellness Center and a hydrotherapy tub that's great for rehab. So can you elaborate a little more on those abilities or capabilities?
Absolutely. We were serving about 230 residents prior to about a year ago, and we added 96 additional independent living units on our campus, 36 ranch homes and 61 and two-bedroom apartments in a mid-rise, and or mid-rise building, I should say. But along with that, we added our wellness center, and we got certified as an outpatient therapy center out of that wellness center. Plus, each and every unit, independent living apartment, was built with basically kind of a smart home concept where the residents can control just about anything that goes on in their home with their cell phone, from their garage door to their entrance doors to their television to their lights. It's just a really fascinating technology experiment, but so far it's been great, and it's obviously in place for people like myself for the next 20 years to retire and have access to that type of technology. So we're excited about adding that to our campus. The Wellness Center is pretty cool. We have what we call a therapy tank. It was designed by a company called HydroWorks, but we're the only senior living community that has one, particularly in our area. And I think there's only one other therapy group that has one about 15 miles from our campus, but it has a unit that's a little older. This therapy tank is amazing. It uses water therapy on equipment like a treadmill inside the tank, and seniors can do a lot of different exercises to help maybe with their joints or their hips or whatever's going on where they need some additional therapy, and water kind of takes that pressure of walking off of them, and we have a great team in place that can provide those services.
That sounds wonderful. I've actually had a chance to go over and take a look at it. It's truly amazing. So.
I was just asked yesterday if I'd ever gotten into it myself, and I haven't. But some of our board members have tried it, and a number of our residents have been involved. And they can either pay out of pocket to use the service, or if they're on outpatient therapy, their insurance will cover the cost. So.
Excellent. And so back to the technology as well, the Jetsons have finally arrived at PBM, right?
Yeah, I grew up on that cartoon, and that's what I think about when I see some of this stuff, so yes.
Moving on to other staff and employees, one of the things I've found wonderful and one of the reasons I joined with PBM 11 years ago is the staff that we work with, really incredible, dedicated people. And some of them have an interesting history, much like yours, multi-generational in their family. So can you tell us a little bit about interns, residents, volunteers,
sure.
board members?
Absolutely. Yeah, we employ about 260 people on our campus. We are the largest senior living community in the Presbyterian Villages of Michigan group. As long as I've been there, let me see, I have about 20 different leaders, and over half of my leadership team has been there at least 5 to 10 years. I've got two leaders this year that are celebrating 30 years.
Wow.
And so we've got a great team in place, and a lot of our line staff. I was just talking to a couple of our line staff yesterday, celebrating 25 years and 22 years. They really, truly believe in the mission of Presbyterian Villages of Michigan and East Harbor, and they live and breathe it every day. But I've been there long enough to see things like this. The children of the original residents, when I first came to work there back in the 80s and early 90s, are now living there. I've also been blessed with board member families and even employees' families. It says a lot about an employee who's proud of where they work to put their loved one there to live. It says volumes about our campus and the people that serve our elders on that campus. But the other thing is we've had three employees currently who retired and are living at our campus. So we provide that history and that full spectrum, and people really believe in the mission, and they're willing to live there themselves or bring their family members. I'm proud of that fact, and I often joke to people that I'm working to retire to move in plan. That's me. So it's been really cool to watch.
Sounds good to me, too. Another thing that I think really stands out in terms of our employees is their willingness to go above and beyond. And we saw that throughout the pandemic in amazing ways. But also one story that really stayed with me is the story of Papa Joe and what the staff did for him and his wife. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, sure. I want to first say that I'm proud of my team and each and every employee there, because I see daily their random acts of kindness and just the compassion and love that they show the people we serve. And they go above and beyond the call of duty. There's so many stories about that, whether it's, you know, comforting family in a time of loss, you know, being at the funeral homes for the family, or going that extra mile to buy a little special something out of their own pocket to bring to one of the residents they take care of.
Wow.
But this particular story, as we all know, COVID was really a hard time in everybody's lives, especially those in senior living. And we had a couple who were separated because of COVID. The husband was living in the nursing center and the wife was in assisted living. And for about 3 months, they couldn't see each other except for by phone, right there on our own campus, or by Zoom, as we've all come to love and over since COVID to talk to people over Zoom. But and we made those arrangements. But eventually, we said enough is enough. They were going to celebrate 65 years of marriage, and so my team worked overtime to make this happen, and they created a chef prepared meal with the ambiance of candlelight. And of course, in our business, you can't use real flames. So we had candles that flickered that were battery operated, created like a restaurant environment with the tablecloths and the whole setting, and just made them feel very special and brought them together for that wedding anniversary. And it was really cool to watch, because especially it was within a couple of months that the husband passed away after that. So we were so fortunate and so thankful that we were able to do that for them both.
And I believe they had special music as well, and, you know, really created, as you said, that ambiance. I watched the video and was brought to tears, as yes. were many other people.
So. Well, Leading Age Michigan picked up on that video and used it at one of their conferences as well. So, yeah.
Great. Well, I think you've done an excellent job of really describing the uniqueness of the Village of East Harbor and why we're all so motivated at PVM to provide this quality of care and compassion, as you've talked about. Can you share with our audience how folks can contact the Village of East Harbor and Presbyterian Villages of Michigan to obtain information?
Absolutely. Just as a quick side note, when you talk about care and compassion, I tend to challenge my team over the years. If you ever think of Disney, you always think of quality and you think of great experience. And I often tell them we want to strive to be the Disney of senior care, because right. that's what we want people to recognize, whether they're families visiting or people working there or residents actually living there, people living there, that we want them to have a quality experience, a life-changing experience. For many of them, this is the last place they'll ever live, and we want to make it a very good experience for them, no matter what their situation is. So calling our main number at 586-725-6030, you can ask for just about any department, whether it's admissions or marketing or administration or residents. You can connect through the phone. But what I'm excited to tell you about is our website, because that is Village of East Harbor, all one word, villageofeastharbor.org. You get on that website. As of a year ago, we added the virtual tour option, some amazing technology. You can actually click on that tab, and you can look at any accommodation on the campus. You can see the campus as a whole. It kind of gives you an aerial view. There's little balloons on the map where you can click on it and see that particular accommodation. There's also a map on the website that you can see where what units are available at this particular moment in time that you're looking. So I definitely would steer you to the website, even for employment, because there's a pop-up there and a tab where you can look at what's available to as far as jobs. And again, see the community that you may be potentially working at. So it's a great tool. I would encourage you to go to the website. Again, villageofeastharbor.org.
And if you'd like overall more information about Presbyterian Villages of Michigan as well, you can go to our corporate website, pvm.org. Now, we've learned a lot about the Village of East Harbor, and we've been a bit serious here today. I know you also have a sense of humor, David, and on your campus, everybody has a lot of fun. And I think that's an element that's sometimes missing when we talk about long-term care. It's very important to know that we don't have to give up having fun in order to be part of a long-term care community. And you have so many wonderful events, and I believe you've also been known to dress up as Elvis, right?
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, absolutely. The Village of East Harbor is not a place you come to live. It's really a place you come to live life, because that's one of the things that people almost are overwhelmed with, the fact that we have so much activity going on. There are things daily that people can get involved with, trips they can take. In fact, we're taking a trip out of state this fall to the Ark, which I believe is in Illinois or Indiana, I can't recall. But and we take trips to a baseball game, which we're doing the end of August, and I'll be part of that to see the Tigers hopefully win. But yeah, there's so many activities going on and so many events, and quite frankly, for our staff, you know, it's a serious business, and taking care of people and serving people is a serious business. But we like to have fun and we like to have parties. In fact, today I'm missing the pizza party over at the Village for our staff. Just, you know, a moment in time to thank them, provide them with a free meal, and encourage them. And that's happening today. But, yeah, I want to make sure that if you're working there or living there, you're going to have a good time. And yeah, my sense of humor sometimes is over the top with the bad dad jokes. But I've always felt throughout my history as a leader or in this business, you know, if you can't stop and laugh at what you're doing or trying to do or make someone laugh, you know, it just changes your whole outlook on life, and it gives people a good feeling for that moment. So I'll continue to be stupid.
Stupid in a smart way, yeah, for sure. Well, I think that's a great point to end our conversation on a positive note and with a little bit of humor. And I share your love of humor. So thank you for that, David. And thank you for your, how many years of service is it now?
Well, if you add the 6 years at the Village of Redford, we're looking at 42 years total. And I'd say maybe another 10 years, I might retire, but I'm really enjoying life. And every day is different when you're working with people. So it's a great job to have.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You have been listening to the Caregiver's Best Friend podcast, where you'll find helpful advice, tips, and information to help you care for your special senior or parent. This podcast was brought to you by Presbyterian Villages of Michigan. Thank you for listening.